everyone, and welcome to tonight's Town Council Planning Committee meeting on Monday the 26th of November at 6pm at the Town Hall. Apologies for absence have been received from Councillor Tony Hill, Councillor John Humphreys and Councillor Brian Toy. I don't know how Brian is. Is he out of hospital?
Yes,
there?
I can give an update on Brian. Last Thursday, when I went to their house, he was in bed. Marilyn, his wife, reported him very frail. He's had problems with the gallbladder again. But tonight, when I came about 2 hours ago for an update, and she said, well, he's certainly a bit better than he was on Thursday. So I was quite buoyed by that, because I was a bit worried on Thursday.
Thank you. Could you pass on the best wishes of the planning committee for a speedy recovery?
Of course.
Thank you. Welcome, Brenda, which I assume you're substituting for Brian. So now I've got one application which we have a member of the public wishing to speak, which is in respect of 182174. Major outline, which is the Royal Avenue car park, Camperdown Terrace and the Esplanade Environment Agency, which is the hybrid application for the Exmouth Tidal Defence Scheme and amended plans up for consultation. Can I have members' agreement that I take this planning application first on the agenda this evening?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks very much. So, now moving to the public speaking section, where we'll take representation again ahead of the discussion by councillors for the application I've already said. We have one representation from the member of the public. I'll remind them that the representation may be up to 3 minutes, and if you could just, it doesn't actually say if you're for or against the application, so if you wish to say you're for or against, then please do. And the speaker that wishes to address the planning committee is Yvonne Cavill, who wishes to speak about the planning application that I've already mentioned, which is the hybrid application in respect to the Exmouth Tidal Defence Scheme and the amended plans that are for consultation this evening. Mrs. Cavill?
Hello, and thank you for this opportunity. I'd just like to start by saying that the residents of Morton Crescent understand the need for flood defences to protect Exmouth from future flooding. However, the proposed plan to build an inner wall next to the current wall would have a severe and adverse effect on us all. Can I ask that you all read the full comments that have been submitted to the council to understand the full impact, as there's too much to go into in this short time slot. In summary, the proposed new buttress wall would cause a number of problems, including access and safety issues, in particular for emergency vehicles, as the reduction of a parking space for 24D would mean that our vehicle would jump much further out into the roadway. And also we have the floodgate on the opposite side of the drive, which will further narrow the space available. Some larger vehicles already have difficulty accessing the Crescent, and actually our west entrance is the most heavily used. There's a further access issue in relation to the driver garage at number 24, as this will also be made more difficult. There's also a safety issue in that vehicles often enter the Crescent at speed. And again, if you are narrowing that gap, it gives vehicles less space to avoid pedestrians as they're walking next to the garden or the flats. The basement flat 24A has 3 very young children, so if they are outside and there is much less space for vehicles, there's a potential for accidents there. Another issue is that the inner wall would also, we assume, require the removal. We've got quite a large and mature hedge all around the common garden at number 24. We haven't seen any mention of that in the plans as to whether this would be removed, replaced, or what would happen. We've also got a preservation order quite close to the wall, which again could be affected. There's the practical issue in terms of when the Crescent's landlocked. We haven't really been informed how access will be gained to and from the Crescent in that situation. Another practical issue, you know, just how we will get in and out, as I say. But I gather from the original plans at the September meeting, it was that the eastern end would be used as access, but actually the Crescent, the roadway is so narrow at that end, there isn't currently room for emergency vehicles to get through, so that needs re-looking at. There's a cost impact, just very quickly, as obviously we've all got land registry freehold plans, so those would all need to be done by the owners. And also there's been no mention of maintenance, of actually if this inner wall is built, you know, we're responsible for the outer wall, and obviously that's going to bear the brunt of all the flooding that will come. And the other issue is obviously that the wall was built in 1880 when the Crescent was built, and we're given to understand it's likely to just be built on sand. So actually, if you're trying to dig near to it, it's more than likely that the existing wall would either collapse or be damaged. And again, there's no explanation of, are we responsible for this? So just to summarise, if the new wall is going to be the way to go, I know not all residents are in favour of the tank situation, but if that is the road we're going down, the residents would actually like the wall, the current wall, to be rebuilt, so to be knocked down and rebuilt, because this could actually be done from the roadside, and everybody's gardens and parking spaces and everything would be therefore minimally impacted. I put a bit more, I can email you that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I remind members, this is planning application 18, B2174, major outline, Royal Avenue car park, Camperdown Terrace and the Esplanade, hybrid application for the Exmouth Tidal Defence Scheme to include full permission for a tidal defence scheme comprising flood walls, embankments and gates, and outline permission for the proposed road alignment and flood defences, gates, walls at Alexandra Terrace junction with the Esplanade, with application accompanied by an environmental statement. The amended plan for consultation this evening is in respect of the amendment to reserve the design of Wall 8 Morton Crescent for subsequent approval to agree in principle of wall in this location in outline only. A letter from the agent has been lodged requesting that the Wall 8, which abuts the boundary wall along the Esplanade, be put into the outline part of the application alongside Alexandra Terrace part of the application to give sufficient time to take the submitted views of residents of Morton Crescent into account. We have got the comments that we made at the previous council meeting, plus a couple of other representations, which I think have actually been said, but if Sue, you just want to summarise our previous decision.
Yes, on the 15th of October 2018, the Town Council had no objection, subject to any approval was conditioned for the replacement of the estuary side trees, and that the replacement trees should be of a suitable species for the environment and of a similar size and age, plus an agreed period of maintenance should their replacement fail. Now, we've had a further comment from Devon County Council Flood Risk, the Studs Department, have no objection in principle but would require more detailed information on a tidal surge event coinciding with a rainfall event. And then, obviously, since we met on the 15th of October, we've had further representations from residents of Morton Crescent in respect of Wall 8. Thank you.
Thank you. As this application is in town ward, I'll ask those representatives first, Councillor Rob Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, as we noted, we've already spoken about this, the application, but this is an amendment regarding the design of the wall. I note the concerns of the residents about the state of the existing wall and the access arrangements for emergency vehicles and other vehicles into Morton Crescent. And it's obviously the surveyors, when they come to look at the existing wall, they will judge what needs to be done to make a wall which is going to withstand the water forces, which obviously it's designed to do. I propose that we accept this amendment, but we get to fully see the plans before any work starts, which I'm sure we will anyway. But we do need to see the plans, and particularly with regard to vehicle access and parking arrangements for and what exactly happens to the existing wall, and whether it's rebuilt or what, and also the maintenance arrangements of that wall. So, all the points raised by the residents, I believe, are perfectly valid, and we need to look at them closely as a council when the designs are presented to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Tim Dunbar.
Thanks very much, Chair. Yeah, I'd like to add first that we did actually, when we discussed it before, we did discuss the wall, and I particularly made a point that we needed to think very carefully about that before adopting the Environment Agency proposal, which has now been rolled back a bit. Now, Mrs. Cover will remember that three of us councillors at least spoke with you when we were in the Strand a while ago. After that, Councillor Maddie Chapman and myself were talking about having a meeting to bring the Environment Agency in and speak, and I don't know whether Councillor Chapman wants to talk about that and the current state of things on that.
Yeah.
Perhaps someone can tell us on that. But it's clear that there are a number of things about the Morton Crescent area, and particularly because it's such an iconic area. I mean, it can't be ruined. We can't let it. And there are the case of the basement flats, and obviously those might be liable to flooding, although I gather never actually have been up till now, which amazes me, to be quite honest. But we are going to have a rise in sea level, there's no doubt about that. And I think it would be a good idea if we were able to meet the Environment Agency and EDDC's engineering services to make sure that we've got a plan that really does fit. And so for the moment, like Rob, I'm prepared to accept this amendment and look to the Environment Agency to develop their plans. Thank you.
Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I cannot see any reason to build a flood wall behind an existing wall that's already damaged. Knowing the sea, as we all do, living on the coast, if it's hit by strong tides, then the boulders and bricks and all the rubble from the existing wall will hit the new wall, which will cause even more damage. I am firmly of the opinion that the wall should be taken down and rebuilt, keeping the character of the area and make it a proper defence wall, but using the material that's already there and digging the foundations, because in the era when the wall was built, they weren't very good foundations, and I should imagine that the ground underneath is not very solid. So I would like to see the area done, the wall done properly. It would also not be an eyesore, because we don't want that either. It would maintain people's gardens, and it would also protect them, which of course is the main priority. So I would say that I would agree with it if that is what they're going to do. If they're going to try and put another wall behind the existing wall, I would not be in favour of it. Thank you, Jim.
Councillor Fred Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, first I agree with some of my councillors on some of their points. I don't agree with all of them, but I do actually believe that what they said in the letter actually makes some good sense. Not least the part about the crescent in the middle of the road. You know, that should have been done a long time ago, because it's quite obvious that as the water comes over the seawall, it floats over towards the Morton Crescent wall. Councillor Chapman's absolutely right about the fact that that wall is 140-year-old, as it said in the letter. So there is probably suspect on the stability and the foundation of the wall. That said, I believe, as I said before, that this project should go ahead. Of course it should go ahead. It's a long time in the making, and it's going to be a flood prevention scheme. Hopefully that will protect a lot of property and a lot of people and their property for many years to come. But I would like to see a meeting between the Environment Agency, the East Devon District Council, and all interested parties and organisations and businesses that may be affected by this flood prevention scheme to iron out all the difficulties and issues such as the one we're talking about this evening and any other difficulties or issues that may be to come to the fore from any other organisations. So once again, I would call very strongly for that meeting to be held. Thank you.
Thank you. It is actually very positive that they've taken this out of the hybrid application so that it can be discussed, which is a positive move actually, because it means that it will be looked at as a separate item. So that is, although it doesn't seem to be, it is a positive way forward. Obviously, we agree with our colleagues. With regard to the meeting, I know the Mayor has pursued the meeting, as has Councillor Maddie Chapman, and we're hoping that we are going to be able to have a meeting with the Environment Agency in East Devon, but I understand that there are ongoing issues which they want to resolve or discuss before they come to a meeting. I think there's a lot of issues that are still not quite resolved following the presentation that they made, so I think that's what's holding up the meeting. However, I know that a number of people are pressing for it, so I'm sure it will happen. So it's been proposed and seconded for approval, but on the basis of really what we've been hearing this evening, that there are ongoing discussions concerning the walls at Alexander Terrace, that we are concerned that we obviously retain the character of the area and that we would not want to see a wall behind the present wall, which obviously could cause significant margins of residents, but also we have to take into account the access for emergency vehicles and look at that eastern end, which is actually a currently in plan. So with those caveats that we will obviously pass on with our approval of this, is all those in favour of approval?
Chairman, sorry. Can we agree in principle and not for the full outlying Commission?
Well, we're only dealing tonight with the amended plan for consultation, which is basically just taking out the part Morton Crescent out of the hybrid into the outline. So we're only actually dealing with that part of the plan.
Yeah.
We're only dealing with the one item that they want to take out, actually, which is positive. They want to take it out of the hybrid to put it in the outline part of the application.
Yeah, yeah. We need to discuss it further, wouldn't
we? Yes,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. As long as they're clear on that, then
we'll make that positive, and the clerk, I'm sure, will make sure that that's done.
Make sure it's done.
Sure.
Make it so.
So on that basis, it's been proposed and seconded for approval with all the caveats I've mentioned, and on the basis that the clerk, the planning clerk, will pass all those views on in respect to this application. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you, that's carried. Thank you very much. So I'll move on to the rest of the agenda, but you may leave if you so wish.
Or you may say.
Okay. Circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? All those in favour? Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. I have to declare a personal interest in Litlam application 18, the Bleak 2369 tree application, in respect of 30B Cranford Avenue. Mr. David Hitt is known to me as he is a volunteer for hospice care. Councillor Masding?
Yes, so I have a personal interest in application 18 of the 19694 as a member of the Italian Club. So.
Thank you. Any other applications anybody has to declare? No? Thank you. There are no items of urgent business, so I'll move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Firstly, Brixington Ward, application 18, the 2452 tree application, 46 Canterbury Way, T1 Oak, Finn Tree, round 2004 pollard points, removing up to 30% proportionate foliage area, maximum diameter cuts of 100 millimetres. We do have the tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, as you can see, there's a native veteran oak, which is growing in the front garden adjacent to the highway and the footpath. It positively contributes to the amenity of the area. It has a number of defects, the most significant, the cavity and fire damage on the northern side of the main stem. This has left the branches on that side compromised. Decay is evident between root buttresses to the east at ground level and again on the main southern root buttress. Works are considered acceptable as ongoing management, so the recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor
Nicholas?
I'll second.
Councillor Cahill?
Can I just ask, can you repeat, did you say that it was causing damage to the pavement?
No.
I thought you mentioned something about the pavement.
No, adjacent to the highway and the footpath, and it positively contributes to the amenity of the area.
Right, okay, thank you.
The decays and some fire damage here.
I misheard, sorry.
Okay. So it's proposed and seconded in line with the recommendation for approval in the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. On to application in Littleham Ward, application 18 of the 2369 tree application, 30B Cranford Avenue. T1 horse chestnut, crown raised to give 4 metre clearance above ground, removing 150mm diameter branch with all other pruning cuts up to 50mm in diameter. And the reason is the low hanging branches and excessive shading caused by the tree in very close proximity to the building. Again, we have the tree officer's report and a councillor from Litham's recommendation. So I'll ask Sue to summarise both, please.
Yes, this is a mature horse chestnut. This is of a special amenity to the surrounding properties, and the proposed works of raising the crown to 4 metres clearance above ground level is seen as reasonable given the dense nature of the tree's crown. So recommendation is for approval. Councillor Mark Williamson supports the application as there are no evidence detrimental effects on the amenity of the neighbours or the quality of the street scene. Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have any Littleham councillors here this evening. However, as Councillor Williamson supports the application and we've received the tree officer's report as a recommendation for approval, I'm happy to second.
I'll go.
So proposed and seconded for approval in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Now move on to Town Ward, application 18, the 2378 advertisement, the Phoenix 31 Exeter Road. One externally illuminated fascia sign, one externally illuminated hanging sign, and six window vinyls. We have no comments and no representations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This is substantially more than a few signs, actually. The pub is to be renamed the Expert Social. And the exterior is to be clad in what appears to be rustic wood panelling, as you see there. This is a substantial change to the existing sort of ambience. And the existing pub sign is also going to be changed to sort of rustic wood panel effect. The stickers that were mentioned are, you can see on the windows there, they don't look too bad to me. I feel it's altered the character of the pub considerably, which I don't particularly like, but I don't feel like I can object too much because the whole of Exeter Road is a mishmash of styles and buildings anyway, partly modernised, partly not. I hope the changes improve the business at the pub, and despite not liking it particularly, I'm happy to propose acceptance unless any other members of the committee have reservations.
My only concern is I thought the tiles and everything were had to be retained, because in the previous applications that we've had for the changes for the public house over a number of years, they've always had to retain the green tiles at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's my only, I don't know whether they are.
Was it they weren't part of the fish?
They're quite down.
No, but I thought there was some reason we had to keep them, but I obviously don't know where. Do you want to make any comment, Councillor Duncan, before I ring Councillor Kagan?
I agree with Rob in a way that that some of the changes are not necessarily good, although when it was reopened as the Phoenix, it was a considerable change on what had been there before. So they're changing its name to Exmouth Social, and as Rob says, I just hope they can reopen the pub, and there's going to be some activity there, because I mean it's been absolutely empty and on and off empty for ages. So hopefully those things on the window, those signs on the windows, might give a little bit of a boost to its image. But we must investigate those tiles, because they are old. They should really be preserved.
By the way, I was just saying to Sue, the other query I have is that we're obviously looking at advertising here, we're looking at the signage. So I don't know if we're going to have a plan in for the shop front, or whether, because it is cladding on the front,
and it's structurally unchanged, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but I think I'd like to just... Councillor Kagan.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this proposed plan here, I mean, I take on board what both my fellow councillors have said, and I mean, the signs in the window and the illuminated hanging sign, I mean, that's pretty standard with most pubs. The cladding on the front, we've been down this road before in the previous establishment, where historically there has been some part of the fabric or structure of the building which has either been listed or conservation or whatever it may be, and people have covered it up, and it's ended up in various court battles and such, you know. Do we really want to go down this road again? If the tiles are protected, then they shouldn't be covered up, if that's what's required. I mean, already we're talking about perimeter walls down on Morton Crescent and preserving 140-year-old walls. So if the tiles are preserved, then they should stay preserved as part of the history and the fabric of the town. So that's my view.
The question we've actually got this evening is in respect to the signage. The signage, I'm not opposed to the signage as such, which is has been proposed and seconded for approval, but I think probably we just need to make a comment concerning about the cladding, and if we say that obviously the application has been proposed and seconded for approval in respect of signage, and that we'll just take up with the stem cladding concerning the actual cladding, because that's not part of the application, so probably we need to just highlight that as a separate issue, because I don't see that we've had any other application for a shop front or anything.
If the signs cover, hopefully they're only covering the green tiles, but if they've actually removed the green tiles when they're under a protection window, surely there is a case.
Well, there's no tiles at the top where the Exmouth Social is. There are no tiles at the top at the moment.
No.
The only tiles are at the bottom, which is not. There's no signage on the bottom, so it wouldn't be. It's not part of the application. The only application we had before is this in respect of the advertising, which is the six vinyls in the window, the hanging sign, and obviously the Exmouth Social part at the top. Our query is that the tiles at the bottom have been covered with cladding, and there's obviously a change in the shop front anyway, because there's different entrance, but we obviously haven't had anything about that. So it's just slightly different at the moment.
There was a fire.
No, the entrance is the same.
Was it
the entrance is the same as that. No, I think it's the same. I'm sure it's the same.
Yes.
The lights are literally quite oak.
Yeah, I know what it was.
I'm sure it's the same. There's a door there at the moment, isn't there? Because you can go in,
I remember the few.
No, there used to be. I don't think it's there. It's not there anymore. You can't see any entrance. Yeah. But I mean, that's certainly changed, isn't it? Because there's still a board out there.
Well, we can make that point. I mean, at the moment, what we need to do is obviously deal with the signage at the beginning of this evening, which is been proposed and seconded for approval. And then we'll obviously make a comment regarding the planning and the. We don't want any more rows. So in respect of the advertising only, it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, the B2418 advertising, the Beacon Vault, Beacon Hill, 3 illuminated fascia signs, 5 non-illuminated wall signs and 1 illuminated hanging sign. Conservation do not wish to comment and Highways have not commented, but they may send comments later. Don't hold your breath. So, Councillor Masding.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, this is another case of the Phoenix raised from the ashes.
Yeah.
The Beacon Vault has had to be renamed the Smuggler's Inn. And that's a pale blue, I think, believe it or not. Probably a dark blue.
That looks nice, actually.
So the front of the building is to be refurbished completely. This is obviously an artist's rendition of the proposed new frontage. The windows seem to have been improved slightly, but much the same as they were. There's no substantial alterations as far as I can see. I believe the design to be acceptable and happy to provide acceptance.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. Councillor Duncan?
Yes, I'd second that. And again, if we can revive the pub again, it would be good. Whether Smugglers Inn is appropriate, goodness knows, but that's their choice.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good character.
Councillor Cadio.
Well, looking at the date on the wall, 1774, one does actually think it might have been used.
I think it was.
Of Smugglers, I mean. Someone would have to research the history, but I think it's a definite improvement, and I support that.
So it does look pretty smart, I think.
Looks good.
It does. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Shall we move on to the planning applications? First application is Brixington, application 18, oblique 23704, land opposite Elgin, construction chalet bungalow, amended plans for consultation, the amended plans showing the correct scale bars. And we have had representations, and we obviously discussed this previously on the 12th of November. Sue?
Yes, on the 12th of November, the Town Council have no objection. Since the 12th of November, there has actually been two representations. They object on the grounds that the second floor would overpower the existing one-storey bungalows in the near vicinity and be overdevelopment of the site. Thank you.
Councillor Nicholas? Councillor
Chapman and I were up here again today.
Good day.
I just lost it. I can't see where they're going to have room and still have more than a walkway around as a part of a garden or anything. It's going to be, the footings have been there for quite a long time, but now they're proposing to build, wherever they're going to build the driveway, they're proposing to build a garage over it, plus the first floor on top of the garage. Mm. There's another picture of, I don't think the houses were on there. When I tried putting it off, the houses didn't come off. But you can see how much extra is being built. Now there's another one there. You can see how much extra is actually going to be built onto the bungalow.
Mm.
They already have permission for a bungalow. They already have permission for a bungalow, but if you look at all the bungalows around, most of them have converted to roof space, but with the Velux windows on top. They haven't got dormer windows.
Mm.
And according to the pictures there, the ridge is going to be higher than originally. But all I would say is it's further down. So if they can keep the ridge to the same as the bungalow, and no dormer windows, because depending on where they are, one of them would be right up to the fence practically, and you could look right into the neighbour's windows.
Okay. Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, looking at the footings when you go up there, the footings are about 2 metres from the boundary all the way around. You've got 2 metres leeway all the way around the building. It is really, really tight there. And also, they've got permission for a bungalow. To go as a chalet, it's going to be really overpowering in that lane. I think they should stick with the planning permission they've got and not go for a chalet. If they want to go up on the roof, then use the skylights by all means. But don't lift the roof up. The foundations are down about half a metre below the boundary of and the surface of the road. So, yes, it is very, very tight there. I think only a bungalow. I won't go with chalet at all. It's too big, too overpowering. But for a bungalow and a garage, they could probably get away with that with skylights. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, thank you. So proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis is overbearing on the, and it may affect the immediate adjoining properties.
Yeah.
And also the road is private, and or I think all the houses own it, or they all have to contribute.
Mm.
But I mean, I know it's a civil matter, as my colleague here pointed out to me, but I would be more than just a little bit worried, because it's right on the intersection of where the roads turn around left and the opposite go on the right, and whether they've got all the agreement of all the neighbours and that, but fine, that's not something we can do anything about,
no.
Unfortunately.
That wouldn't be part of the application, sadly, because again,
yeah,
that is
too much.
Okay. So as I say, it's been proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Okay. I move to Littleham, application 18, lease 2272, major full, land at Pankhurst Close, trading estate, construction of 120 dwellings with associated demolition, access, landscaping and infrastructure works. The addendum to previously submitted ecology report. We have got comments from statutory consultees, and I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, first of all, Councillor Mark Williamson wished to support the ecology report and is encouraged by the developer's recognition of ecological issues in an urban development. He wishes his fundamental objections he put forward at the meeting of the 29th of October to remain. So just to remind that the Town Council discussed the application, the original application, obviously on the 29th of October. We objected on the grounds of inadequate transport infrastructure at Littleham Cross to support this further housing. The proposal did not take into consideration the increase in traffic that the Plum Park development would generate. Members felt that the consideration should be given to merge the road with Plum Park development to ease the traffic flow. A demolition crew had already commenced work on a site known to have asbestos. Members were concerned that there was no Kemp was in place at that stage and requested a robust Kemp be required to control delivery times and the parking of construction workers' vehicles while they worked on the site in light of the issues with the Plum Park development. There were actually two reps in respect of the original application. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy to concur with Councillor Williamson's comments, in as much as that this application is only in respect of the addendum to the previously submitted ecology report and not any further changes to the actual initial application that we objected to on the grounds as already stated by Sue. So if anybody else, Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. We have not heard anything about the traffic report. Because the environmental health officers have had a lot of trouble with the other site and the lorries parking in Cranford, Douglas Avenue, bombing around, we want to make sure that this site is one run properly, and therefore we do need a traffic order and the rules, etc., put into place and not just push through. It needs to be tighter controlled because it comes out on Littleham Road. We've got the Littleham Junction there. It is very, very tight, and some of these lorries are absolutely enormous. And we don't want the same problems at Pankhurst Close as we've got on the other side. So I cannot vote for this as it stands at the moment without that indicated.
Well, I think, as I said, this is only the ecology report addendum that we have tonight.
Yeah.
So we concur with the, as I was stating, we can continue the objection that we had in the original application. As we've got the advantage of having Councillor Christine Shannon at the meeting, the County Councillor for Littleham, and perhaps you'd like to comment.
Okay, I wear a council planning meeting. I want to let you know that, in fact, I was copied into an email which Jerry Upfield, who is the Senior Highway Development Manager Officer for this area, said to Paul Golding, dated the 20th of November. Because on the 20th of November, Paul sent an email saying, "Good morning, Jerry. Are you able to provide a consultation response for the above application, please? We have a meeting with the agent on the 28th of November. Jerry wrote to say, "Thank you. However, I know with some surprise we've not been consulted regarding this application until this relatively late date, 8 days before the agent meeting." Mm-hmm. So that's why you haven't got a report from Highways.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unfortunately, we appear that we're not informed with the registration and validation date of Friday the 12th of October for this application, even though we had been to pre-application meetings with the LPA and the applicant. We do not have a time request to look back at previous planning lists. Whilst we will do our very best to get a formal highway response to you in 8 days, this is far less than the 21 days that we should have had for a consultation response. I actually sent an email to Jerry and to Brian Hensley, who is his line manager, because it has been hell with that other site, as Maddie rightly said. I have had complaints, you know, as have Mark and Bruce from this point of view. But it has been a very, very badly managed site. And I think I think it was a serious underestimation of the amount of soil that had to be removed. And there's still piled up there. There was mud. I went with the highway the neighbourhood officer on Thursday doing another site meeting, and it was horrible down Buckingham Close because the lorries are not washing off properly. Now, Janet Wallace, bless her heart, has written quite a strong email to them about the management of the site. But to the idea of them developing Pankhurst Close just fills me full of dismay, because what I want to know is, I've asked them to find out exactly an accurate account of how much soil will have to be removed from there, because if you look at the map of where they're going to extend, sort of up around there, again it's going to be a lot of soil removed. And the idea of that moving up to through Littleham Cross, and I can't see however else they can get out, quite honestly, is just really frightening. So what I've asked the Lancers to do is to see if they can put some form of condition on if this is like to be passed. that, well, actually, ask for improvements a little across, apart from anything else. But, I mean, there's lots of serious highway implications about the parking down in Pankhurst Close itself, and so on. So I really do think this needs a very detailed report from that point of view.
Thank you. Councillor Fred Kagan.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah. First, I welcome things like ecology reports. I think they're very important in these sort of applications. But once again, we have seen a lot of problems down at Plum Park, not least with the fact that we don't know how much overburden is going to be removed from the site, as Councillor Chairman has stated. Only the other day, it really highlighted to me the difficulties that eight-wheeler trucks moving overburden out through Litton Cross will be when Co-op articulated lorry pulled across the road and virtually blocked the two lanes at the top by the traffic lights, so there was only room to squeeze one car past because he was waiting to get closer to the front door of the cooperative. So, when we actually produce these sort of building estates and actually allow them to be built, it's really important that we do these sort of construction and environmental management plans before the planning permission. Unfortunately, I believe in the planning policy framework, there's no requirement to actually produce a KEMP before you actually give planning permission, which seems to me is like putting the cart before the horse, or shutting the door out of the horse's bolt. So, can we not get some sort of plan in place before we actually pursue this planning application further? I mean, I look to my learned colleagues to advise on that.
Yeah, I'd reiterate that this is in fact only the addendum to the ecology report, but I've obviously, as I've already said, and as Councillor Williamson has clearly stated, we must continue the objection that we have to the actual planning application,
yeah,
and reiterate, as we did here, about our concerns about the traffic and concerns about the movement, and the KEMP has to be very strong, but also obviously include some of the points that Councillor Shannon has brought to our attention. So what I actually, as Councillor Williams said, that we agreed to the addendum submitted for the ecology report, but as Councillor Williamson has clearly said as well, we must continue our fundamental objections to the actual application, because it will come back again anyway.
Yeah.
Councillor Nicholas.
Could I just say, when we were at Plum Park the last time, we were talking to the architect, and the subject of this came up, because we were asking what we can do about the roads, and I said, well, what would be nice is if you did something about Litton Cross, or suggested something, and he said, well, that's what you're getting your sewer money for.
Hmm. Well, yeah. So, if you're happy with proposing, second for the amended plan, just for the submitted ecology report, and then obviously reiterate again our fundamental objection, as with Councillor Williamson, in respect of the actual application. Okay. All those in favour? Against? Abstentions? Thank you. Next application is 18, I believe 2423, listed building consent for flat 2, Beacon Court, 4 Louisa Terrace. Construct stud wall to create shower room in bedroom 2 and install vent on rear elevation. Highways do not wish to comment, and Councillor Williamson has no objection subject to the Conservation Officer's report. Happy to concur with that. Is anybody? So I'm happy to propose that we, and Fred will second, that we have no objection subject to the Conservation Officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, I believe 23554, 79 Foxholes Hill. Provision of hard standing and new access to highway, including the dropped curb. We have seen this before, I believe. Yeah. And this is the amended plan for consultation, which is a removal of the proposed garage. Councillor Williamson states that the applicant has withdrawn the garage extension element of this application, which caused him to question the effect on the amenity of the neighbours in respect of light. He now wishes to support this application. Because it was a neighbour that had objected to the restriction in light. We had no objection on the 29th of October 2018, as it was a neighbour's objection, which he appears to have withdrawn following this change.
So it was split level,
I'm happy to propose no objection. Councillor Cagle was happy to second. All those in favour? Thank you. Now move to Town Ward, application 18, B2407, listed building consent, spoken, 43 The Strand, replacement of existing fascia sign and display of hanging sign. We have now got the conservation report and highways that wish to comment. But if Sue would like to summarise the conservation officer's comments, please.
Yes, they state that the proposal is acceptable in principle, but the level and detail of the supporting information is poor, including the heritage statement. However, the principle of the replacement fascia and sign-in is acceptable, subject to the further clarification. Whilst a timber fascia would be preferable, this is certainly an improvement on the existing situation and the use of the grey background with yellow lettering more appropriate for the prominent corner building, which is listed grade 2. It is not clear from the plans where the hanging sign on the traditional metal bracket is to be located, but the overall principle of the signage is acceptable. The information should ideally be supplied prior to any decision to avoid the need for conditions, so therefore conservation agree to a provisional recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm glad that we've had a report from the Conservation Officer because I was uncertain about this. It looks acceptable to me. I guess the external heaters are not part of the overall thing, and the yellow furniture is possibly an artistic license.
Are they trees?
I think they're trees.
Are they trees?
Trees.
The bay
trees. Yes, well, I don't suppose we'll see those. They're probably plastic.
Yeah, probably. They may be single use plastic.
You'll be a white girl. Yes, what can you say? I propose we accept this. Really in line with the Conservation Officer's report reservations.
Thank you. Councillor Dunfer, are you happy to second on that?
Yes. The Conservation Officer said provisional support, so I think we go with provisional support on that basis.
Councillor Chapman.
I'm just wondering, Chairman, if it's the same Conservation Officer that didn't realise this was an arcade a few years ago.
That's what I
do get very confused when they go on about it, or they've altered it, and I thought, yes, years ago, because it used to come right out, and I thought, what planet are they on? I think it's lovely.
So, proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the Conservation Officer's report that this is provisional, subject to the information coming before the final application is considered. All those in favour? Yeah. Thank you. Right, dealt with the one. So now go to application 18 of B2359 full, Marks and Spencer's food hall. Starting with refrigerated storage container between the 1st of November, I think it's gone, to the 31st of January annually. Environmental Health have considered this application and do not foresee any environmental health pollution issues with this proposal, therefore have no further comments to make. We've had no representations. This is obviously to put their Christmas stock in.
I was going to say,
Marks and Spencer's turkey, you need a refrigerated storage container. Councillor Masting.
The proposed siting appears to be within a general storage area. And it's well out of sight of all but the most inquisitive, I feel, and shouldn't cause any problems to anybody, and I'm happy to propose acceptance.
Thank you.
Proposed
and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18B19694, which is on your addendum. This is Tornado X Sailing Club, Shelley Road. Alteration to existing and extension to accommodate workshop, storage area, changing room and reception, relocation of staircase, the first floor terrace and external cladding. The amended plan for consultation this evening is there's an amended existing plan to show the height of the existing workshop. We had no objection to the previous planning meeting on the 15th of October, and this is merely correcting the existing planning, the actual drawing that we had previously about the existing height of the existing workshop. Councillor Marsden.
Thank you, Chair. Yes. There seems to be a couple of letters on file that have been recently received, as well as a response from the Commodore. I should remember, remind who they are, a member of the club, so it's the letter from the Commodore, he's responded to all the points carefully, I believe, and positively, and I don't believe that there's any cause for concern with this, and he's proposed acceptance.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Duncan?
Yeah, I should probably declare an interest, although I'm not a member of the sailing club, I do have close friends who are members, and I do know the Commodore and others down there quite well. But I agree with Rob, and I don't see any problem with this minor amendment.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Okay. Thank you. Right, now move to Withercombe Rada Ward, application 18B25484, 27 Avondale Road. Proposed single-storey rear extension with roof terrace, side extension at rear existing garage, and alterations to roof to provide loft accommodation. This is a resubmission of 18B10104. Highways do not wish to comment. We've had no representations. Councillor Taylor?
This is quite a complicated application. What did they get approved for before on the resubmission there? Was that for the roof or the garage bit?
I'll just ask Sue to if not, we have got the applicant's agent here this evening if necessary.
Yeah, but the applicant, I don't know.
Oh, applicant.
It's very similar proposal.
I was this morning with Steve Gassard, and this it's a bit complicated because there is a southwest water drainage thing through the actual site where they want to extend, and I wondered is there any way we can put a condition on it that the sewer must be repaired before the by Southwest Water before any building goes ahead. Can we do that?
Is this the one where Southwest Water said that the drain is not in good order?
Yeah. Because in fact they want to build over the
Well, that's as opposed to avoiding it.
I'll just ask if he wishes to comment. Yeah. Do you wish to make any comment at all?
Yes, yeah, so I can just clarify. So the first application was approved, and then since we've been consulting with Southwest Water about the build over the sewer, they've also agreed that we could build over an inspection chamber, which we previously thought we wouldn't be able to. So we've just enlarged the room that's labelled the garden room to build over that inspection chamber. But yeah, as part of the consultation with Southwest Water, they did a CCTV survey of the sewer, and it was found to be in pretty bad condition. So I think we're both in agreement that it needs to be replaced before we do our works. I guess what we're struggling with at the moment is who should be paying for that. My view is it's a shared sewer with other properties on the road, so that should be Southwest Water's responsibility. But
yeah,
I agree that it does need to be replaced.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we can put a note onto that effect here, because obviously it would be a civil actually deciding who repairs it. So it's not our problem. Our problem is just to agree or approve the planning application. So we can note that with our comments if you wish.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Otherwise
you approve. Yeah.
Agree with it.
Okay.
I mean, all the other details on the application are the same as the previous one that was approved.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification. You're happy to
second that.
So proposed and seconded for approval with that condition that the sewer is obviously
replaced
or upgraded or whatever they need to do. But obviously we can't say by whom because that would have to be decided. Okay. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. And thank you for your comments. Last application is 18B2555 full, 8 Freelands Close. Construction single storey side and rear extension. Highway do not wish to comment. There are no representations. Councillor Taylor?
Well, I couldn't get in there this morning to see it, but I've got a few arms can put up the plan so that I've got a good idea of what they're wanting to do. But there's room to do the side extension. So we couldn't get round the back to see what's going on around there, but it's not overlooking, it's an end side, there's plenty of room there.
Mm. They're happy to have to propose approval. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Then we're on to item 7, items for consideration, notification of street trading application received. Application from Gabriel Goodwin, trading in the snack shack, annual trading consent. This is a van that's already there, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is the annual trading, Over times, Monday to Friday, 7.30 to 2.30, Saturday, 8.30 to 1.30. Catering van, serving food, drinks, with 4 tables, 12 seats. And we also had a scientific plan. Councillor Steve Gabbard and Councillor Taylor support the application. Following their visit, they wish to state that the premises are kept extremely clean and tidy with fire prevention equipment, present waste and recycling receptacles. And I have to say, when I was up there, it was very clean and tidy. So, has anybody got any comments? Or are we happy to step up and through? You don't need to vote on it as such, you just need to make any comments if you needed to. No?
Quite happy.
Okay, happy with that one. And the one that was on your addendum was the application with Claire Booth, trading as Lovely Cooking, which again is one that has been there for some time. Front car park or build base. Annual consent, Monday 7.15 to 1.30, Tuesday to Friday 7.15 to 2, Saturday 8.15 to 2. Application for the catering trailer serving hot food and drinks. And again, there was a map of where they trade. Councillor Gazzard and Councillor Taylor support the application. Again, they provide professional service to customers and the air is clean and tidy and the food is of good quality. So I've got no comments. Has anyone else got any comments they want to make? No? Okay. Well done, everybody. Then items for information. There's the proposed telecommunications equipment cabinet at Salterton Road. The letter with details of proposed telecommunications equipment cabinet to the super fast broadband. The only comment I would make is that two have been put up and both of them affected some care homes in the area significantly, that they had to pay for new equipment to be able to use their own broadband. That's the only comment I would make. I mean, certainly the Abbeyfield had no television and no anything for weeks on end because they had to buy a certain. Yeah, but it's telecommunications for supervised broadband, isn't it? They would put something up there in Midland, which of course havoc in Midland.
Yes.
And the planning decisions, not surprisingly, I don't think, 190 Withercombe Village Road, which we objected to and has been given conditional approval. Still not sure quite how that will work.
It's their problem.
It's their problem. The Indian Ocean 36 Exeter Road, which we had no objection, and it's actually been refused. But I don't know, as you're the district councillor, Councillor Dumper, whether you've got any comment to make on that?
Well, I was going to ask the question whether anybody knew why it seems such a
decision notice. I haven't. What might be useful is if we read the report that actually the planning officer does that when it's sent to. It was a delegated report, wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
So presumably, something was. I mean, as far as I'm aware, nobody was objecting, and so no. I don't know whether it actually didn't says.
Like, they didn't like the heavy PVCU frames. Basically.
And then 88 Hallam Road, which Councillor Dunfer and I commented quite strongly on, which was the one on the corner of Batton and Hallam Road, which in fact was going to be a house there originally before Batton Close was, Batton Lane was built. So we had no objection, but that's been refused.
Yeah.
So I think that's to do with access, as I understand. And finally, 48 Batton Close, where we had an objection and they approved. So, there being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.